I want to welcome you to a special after-hours interview. This is Carolyn Fox, host of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, and we have an on-the-scenes interview with Fred Weintraub. He is the movie producer who discovered Bruce Lee and introduced him to the world by producing Enter the Dragon. And tonight he's going to talk about that, as well as offering advice to anyone who wants to get into the movie business. We have to talk about Bruce Lee.
Oh, Bruce Lee.
We must talk about Bruce Lee.
Well, you can use any part of this. Well,
Bruce. He discovered him.
Well, Bruce Lee had done Green Hornet, and so I didn't know him then, and I didn't even see him on it. But a friend of mine, he was teaching martial arts to Coburn and to Steve McQueen, and a friend of mine named Cy Weintraub. And when I had come out here, I didn't know much about filmmaking, because I had never been at the film business. And there was a wonderful editor at Warner Brothers who had been there for 25 years named Rudy Fair. He edited everything with Jack Warner, and he was, I mean, I could name every top movie that came out of Warner Brothers from the 40s on was Rudy Fair. I mean, he just knew everything. And so at night I would sit with Rudy Fair, and I would, and he would show me, you know, this is what it means when it's a two-shot, and this is what it means when it's a fade. I mean, that's how knowledgeable I was. I mean, here I was in the studio. I had learned a lot when I was working on Woodstock. I had already come out here and learned a little bit, so it helped. But now I was really getting a lot from him. I was also interested, and he started to talk about old Chinese films, and he showed some of them to me, which were crazy. They were 2 or 3 hours long, and they were boring as could be. And at the end, though, for the last 2 or 3 minutes, a guy in white comes out and destroys 50 men. I mean, it was just lots of fun to watch him use these throwing stars and run around and with all these different equipments from the samurai and stuff like that. And I got kind of interested in, and I talked about all these wonderful Chinese films. And Cy Weintraub was a friend of mine, no relation, mentioned it to Bruce, and Bruce said, why don't we meet? And that's how we met. Meanwhile, unbeknownst that I had known Bruce, when I was in New York, I had commissioned two guys from a treatment to do a story called Kung Fu. So, and that's how Kung Fu became. Two boys in New York, I gave them $3,500. and they wrote a treatment, and then that became the television series, which I had hoped Brute would get, which he didn't get. Yeah. And you read my book, it's got a lot of stories on why he didn't get it and how unfair it was, but those things happen.
But and how did you end up making Enter the Dragon? There was a collaborative aspect of that, right?
That was crazy. Like all the things, you just keep going forward. What happened was, I told Bruce was getting nowhere. I couldn't get him on Kung Fu. He had got this offer to do some films in Hong Kong, and I said, go do them. Or Thailand, he did them. And get me some film, just get me something I can show, and just, even if it's a half hour of how well you do when you do yourself. And he didn't want to go, but he needed the money at that point. He needed his career, and he went, and of course, within a year, he became the biggest sensation in Hong Kong. You can't imagine when I was out there to walk the streets to a restaurant with him and see 500 or 1,000 people behind him watching.
Wow.
And walking. So you never saw a celebrity like that. Meanwhile, I started to work on an idea for Bruce when he started to get popular there. And when somehow we got a hold of one of those films, and I brought it to Ted Ashley. And we sat in his house and watched it. And we both were amazed. He said, but how's he gonna, because Teddy liked Bruce. In fact, he took some lessons from him, I think. And I said, Teddy, look, your foreign guy says he can get $250,000 out of just the Far East. Let me go over and see if I can't get some more money. So I went overseas and through a series of machinations, got the rest of the money the last night. It's always the last night of negotiations, but never give up. And I got the money, and we had a thing called Blood and Steel, which was the original name. Mm-hmm. When it was finished, Bruce Oney wanted to enter the Dragon. I kept saying, that sounds like a kiddie movie. It sounds like a children's movie. And he said, no, I want to enter the Dragon. He went to he won. He was right. I was wrong. Lots of times it happened. But I felt, you know, when you say Dragon, you were thinking of the kid. Nowadays, of course, it's completely different.
Yeah, well, Enter the Dragon sounds tough as hell.
Yeah, there's been 400. Awaken the Dragon. In fact, Awaken the Dragon may be at the next film, which will be a prequel to Enter the Dragon.
Oh,
so we're hoping something happens with that.
Yeah, terrific.
The other thing I would like to talk about is the movie business, because I think that ties in a little bit with the music business, because one of the things that I found in all the business I've been in is that the people who remain successful have lots of extra hobbies. They learn a lot more. And people constantly ask me, I mean, I've done 40 films all over the world, beginning with Enter the Dragon, and I worked on Clute, I worked on Summer of 42, I've worked on lots of films, but ones that I were completely responsible for, you know, getting the script written, starting from the basic idea. Most of them, of the 40 films I've made, were made all over the world, because at that time when I got into it, the things were changing and I had to find ways to make movies. And I'm a firm believer that if you want to get into the business and want to learn about movies, any part of it, you should, if you go to college, take a liberal arts course. Learn as much about life as you can. Travel, see, do. You want to learn about camera work? Go to Venice and see the Tintoretto paintings or Titian and learn how they light, then you'll learn how to light. If you want to learn anything, but most of the producers, directors who came to me when I was teaching at UCLA, all of them had extra hobbies. Playing saxophones, trumpets, all of them had things that they did extra. Just like Woody Allen plays his clarinet, you know, I mean, which is wonderful. And I think people have to have that broad spectrum if they want to do more than just be a one-hit wonder in the film business.
What advice would you give a young filmmaker today beyond just the liberal education?
Easy as pie. Just get a job on any film, mainly in Hollywood if you can. But when something comes to town, tell them you'll work for nothing. Just do anything you can. Serve them coffee, serve them tea, do anything you can. One film on a set and you will learn every single job that is being done. And if you ever move to producer, you can learn from some of the other people. But the fact is, you can learn so much more than trying to go to a film school that promises you to do a small little film and you get it and you think you can do something with it and become a hero. It doesn't work that way. In the olden days, they went to agencies. A lot of the great people in the business started off in agencies or writers. Today it's different because of the conglomerates and how things work out.
Well, before we close, I saw a theme running through your book of mentorship. People who you've given a chance to and believed in them before they believed in themselves, and you've been mentored yourself. Can you address a little bit of that?
A little bit of it. I've touched it already. There have been men in my life who've taught me things. Tom Murray was wonderful, and I write a lot about what kind of a man he was and what he did. And of course, he was the one who said to me, Fred, you have freedom of choice, you can do whatever you want. I never really got that idea through my head. And as I said, Ted Ashley, who brought me through all these things and who was most probably the most brilliant executive, the years of Ted Ashley at Warner Brothers may be the golden years of the movies in this century. If you take a look at the movies that he put out, those 8 years. And so, my mentoring has been that I put a lot of young people along the road to their different successes. I mean, people have achieved different things. The Serendipity Singers, all of them went on to be lawyers and other things in the business, managers, And they were wonderful. The Bitter End singers, the same kind of thing. These are people I picked out or put together. And I can think of so many others. Jake Holmes was a young man from college. He and his girlfriend showed up at my club, and then 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later, I hired them. They were wonderful. And he went on to, I put him in a group with Joni Rivers. Hmm. And it was called Jim, Jake, and Joan. And they were getting real wonderful, wonderful reviews. And they couldn't get along. It was a right winger, and Joni was a left winger. And Joni was, I said to Joni, you'll never make it as a single. How wrong I was, right? But Joni was really nice. And we still stay in touch. There are lots of people like that. The guy Jake became a jingle, and he's won every jingle award there is, you know, and he has really been the most successful jingle songwriter in the past 20 years or 30 years. So, you know, there were so many like that came in and talked to me, like Bob Klein and Woody, and that just have stayed and thanked me, you know what I mean? So. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Though I do meet sometimes, occasionally. I was walking with my wife on the Santa Monica Pier, and a guy came over to me and said, Fred Weintraub. And I said, from the Bitter End. And he looked to me like one of the homeless men with the guitar, you know? And he said, don't you remember me? I played on a Hootenanny at the Bitter End. He said, won't you come and hear me sing? I'm at the Ice House.
Oh, my.
So, you know, those kind of incidents happen, right? Right, you know?
Well, you've been obviously been good to very many people.
The people I really helped were the Americans that I brought over to Europe to make movies. A lot of them have shined, and that's really exciting. And the little one. And the countries I went to, I created a lot of jobs. Mm-hmm. So those I feel good about. My disasters are almost equal to my successes. So. I got plenty of those. And that's why I use at the end of my thing is the Winston Churchill remark. You go from disaster to disaster to disaster without losing enthusiasm.
Well, I am very enthusiastic about having had the opportunity to speak with you.
Good.
And I thank you so much for joining us after hours.
Good, and I hope this becomes a very, very big successful show.
Thank you very much, Fred.
Take care.
Bye-bye.